Understanding Madness, an engaging audio summary of John Ronson's The Psychopath Test 1. What's the Psychopath Test? In The Psychopath Test, John Ronson explores the concept of psychopathy through a blend of investigative journalism and personal narrative, examining how the label of psychopath is used in society, particularly in the realms of mental health, business, and criminal justice. Through encounters with mental health professionals, inmates, and notable figures, he delves into the diagnostic tools and criteria for psychopathy, ultimately questioning what it means to be sane in a world where certain psychopathic traits may actually be advantageous. The book challenges readers to reflect on the nature of morality, the traits that define us, and the societal structures that define sanity. Point two key concepts of the psychopath test. In Chapter 1 of The Psychopath Test by John Ronson, the theme revolves around the exploration of what defines a psychopath and the societal implications of labeling individuals as such. Subsequent chapters, particularly Chapter 5, delve deeper into the characteristics of psychopathy as Ronson interviews professionals who assess and diagnose these traits, emphasizing the thin line between sanity and insanity. Additionally, Chapter 8 further expands on the concept by examining how psychopathy manifests in different contexts, including corporate environments, thereby continuing the discussion initiated in the first chapter. Point 3 in-depth chapter analysis of The Psychopath Test by John Ronson. In The Psychopath Test, John Ronson explores the nature of psychopathy through a series of chapters that intertwine personal anecdotes, interviews, and research findings. One notable chapter is Chapter 3, titled The Psychopath Test. Here, Ronson recounts his encounter with the Hare Psychopathy Checklist, a tool developed by psychologist Robert Hare to diagnose psychopathy. This chapter illustrates the theme of how society perceives and categorizes mental disorders, exemplified when Ronson tests himself against the checklist, revealing the thin line between normality and psychopathy. The chilling clinical detachment mixed with real-life implications highlights how definitions of sanity can be manipulated, raising questions about moral responsibility, as illustrated through Ronson's interviews with diagnosed psychopaths, which expose the complexities of their behaviors. Another significant chapter is Chapter 7, The Law and the Psychopaths, which delves into the ramifications of psychopathy within the criminal justice system. Ronson meets with convicts, examining how psychopathy influences legal outcomes and societal perceptions of crime. This chapter connects to the overarching theme by focusing on the ethical dilemmas surrounding individuals deemed psychopaths and their perceived lack of accountability for their actions. For example, Ronson discusses a case where psychopathic behavior leads to leniency in sentencing, provoking a critical dialogue on the balance between understanding mental illness and enforcing justice. Together, these chapters underscore Ronson's exploration of the definitions and implications of psychopathy in a social and legal context, highlighting the pervasive unease surrounding what it means to be normal. 1. Listen The Psychopath Test audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/audiobook/the-psychopath-test. 2. Buy The Psychopath Test at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=sign+psychopath+test. 3. Buy The Psychopath Test at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=sign-the-psychopath-test and languages=n. 4. Search The Psychopath Test at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=sign-the-psychopath-test and offset=1.